This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The migrant crisis in Europe has a different flavor from the current dispute about President Trump ordering new limits at the U.S. border. In Europe, more than a million men, women, and children, refugees, and other economic migrants moved into the EU last year. A deal between the EU and Turkey has reduced to a trickle the flow of people from the east. But the influx from the south, mostly from North Africa, has increased. Now the EU has offered another deal to Libya. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Who speaks English? One person. We are here to rescue you.
Aid workers pull alongside a beaten-up old boat that had been towed out to sea by people smugglers and cast adrift. It's packed with migrants. Last year, 180,000 people reached Europe in this way. 4,500 perished in the attempt. Last week, EU leaders, among them British Prime Minister Theresa May, met in Malta to address the problem.
What we've been discussing at this summit today is one of the biggest challenges that Europe is facing, which is the issue of migration from Libya across the central Mediterranean. And we've agreed that what we need is a comprehensive but a coordinated approach.
The leaders agreed to stem the flow of migrants and save lives by pouring millions of euros into beefing up the Libyan Coast Guard, European Council President Donald Tusk.
We'll train and support the Libyan Coast Guard to stop people smugglers and increase search and rescue operations.
But controversially, the EU also offered to set up and fund refugee camps in southern Libya. People trying to reach Europe could be held there and their asylum claims processed. Human rights groups are aghast. Nick Dearden of Global Justice.
If Europe is admitting that it will struggle to meet the needs of refugees, how on earth can it expect a country like Libya, which barely even has a functioning government, to do it?
The Malta plan, he claims, has nothing to do with saving migrant lives.
This is simply about giving some money, probably a lot of it which will be taken from the aid budget, to keep people where they are and push that burden onto other countries.
The United Nations Human Rights Rapporteur has entered the fray, accusing the European Council of pandering to anti-immigrant feeling in order to stave off any populist backlash in the upcoming general elections in the Netherlands, France and Germany this year. No one at the council headquarters in Brussels was prepared to comment. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.